Hey, DOH Mobile, good morning. Hey, DOH Mobile, Janesville.
Clear on 146.7.
Yeah, this repeater by itself has pretty good coverage, and they've got it tied in with a few others, so you get on this one, you'll be heard for a long way.
Are you in the shack right now, Falcon?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't try this with a handheld, not from here.
Okay. Well, I'll keep it on here for a while. Thanks for telling me about it, and we'll talk soon. KO4JCL.
Okay, catch you later. Guess I better go get ready to hit the road myself. WBTQZ.
And then mobile monitoring.
And mobile monitoring.
NN Mobile. Good afternoon.
KBIS, we're over here in Mile. There's a big fire west of here, a little bit. Looks like it's white smoke now. Maybe they're getting here calmed down. But we're going to be going. It looks like it might be due west of me here. A little bit north of 72. How are you doing today?
Oh, Doing pretty good. Hoping the slipper's staying safe with that fire. And, yeah, just waiting for my wife to do some shopping at a hardware store. And just got done mowing aprons at our Champion Hill golf course. And I mow aprons 3 days a week for about 3 hours a day. And it just keeps me busy in the summer times. So that's what I've been up to. How about yourself? 89 and then clear, I guess.
Sorry, bud. I'm just taking a look at this fire here. It is massive. It is just south of 72, west of Mile. They got a great big mushroom cloud going on. I'll be standing by here. KADYS.
KCHCMQ monitoring. KCAC and Q testing.
KCACMQ and APWF.
Yeah, go ahead, Jag. KCACMQ. I'm sitting here listening to Oscoda County Sheriffs don't have electricity and stuff down there, so it was interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole area is out. We don't have power. Next door don't have power. They're evacuating all of Camp 10 between 72 and I think Kittle. So the fires are spreading. I just wanted to check on you. I know Jack's out that way at Mapes and Brown Cabin, so we're trying to get a hold of him and check on him as well.
Yeah, I'm about 15 or 20 miles north of him, and I know that they had a big one spreading right there at 72 because another ham was in there. And I don't see any smoke whatsoever from any of these. All the fire departments are out. They got Oscoda out down here. And they got, I think, Gaylord's out there. They're standing by. They're doing something out that direction, too. So, man, there's like about 15 fire departments out. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess. The one at 72 was down by the Sky Ranch, and that one, I guess, I don't know if they got it under control or it's spreading, but it's not pretty, and there's one at 33 in Zamowski as well. Anyway, I'm going to conserve my batteries here because we don't have power. I'm going to give it about 30 minutes before I hook up the generator. But I want to make sure you and Sherry were all right.
Yeah, we're all right. We got a couple generators if you need it. We got the motor home. So, matter of fact, we're going to load it up. So we got line circuit or the swine this weekend. So we're going to be playing with that. So we're going to start loading that up. And I got to get the antifreeze and put water in it. But if you need that for something or whatever else, just holler.
Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate it. We've got a 10,000-watt generator that we hook up, so I think we're okay there, and we got a generator for next door, but I'll keep it in mind if something happens to these. So, very much appreciate it. All right, I'm going to let you go and clear the channel in case they need it. 73, KCATMQ and APWM.
Okay, we'll have this on KCATM and a Q.
KCCC
KFC, standing by.
Remote already in this mode. 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 Node 3, 1, 2, 1, 4, 5, 4. Disconnected.
KCHCMQ and APWM.
Somebody call like KCHCMQ, go ahead.
Hey, hey John, it's Craig. Just wanted to let you know we got power back a little bit ago, and the fires that were close to us are out. I guess there's still some that are still going, but they're not anywhere near us, so I think we're in good shape.
Okay, well, I haven't heard anything on the scanner yet, but maybe they're just not transmitting or whatever. Maybe the thing cleared. I don't know. But, yeah, we're still listening, and the rain helps. So there you go. I'm sitting here working on my frequency things. I'm putting them into a nice little folder so I can carry them around with me. I did buy an 8x10 piece of paper thing, a laminator, so you can run an 8x10 through it. So I got a small one, and I got a big one.
Oh, very good. Well, just so you know, you won't get anything on a regular scanner anymore. They switched to Motorola P25 Phase 2, so you have to have a digital trunking scanner to hear anything with regard to Oscoda County.
Well, that's why I listened to the Broadcastify, because that was doing all that today up until when they lost electricity.
Yeah, the Broadcastify site is down as well, or at least it was up to a little bit ago. I haven't checked it recently. I have a trunking scanner, so I can hear it, but yeah, that's been out. I was listening to Unicom for Northern Michigan, and I was able to hear some stuff on there, but not much. Sheriff's Dispatch, they're back online again, so that's a good thing. Anyway, I'm off to bed. Got an early day tomorrow, so we'll talk to you later. Just wanted to let you know everything's all right over here. We'll let you tie the ribbons on it and say 7-3, John. KCHCMQ and APWM.
Okay, Greg. Have a good sleep, and then we'll probably get to bed about 1 o'clock this morning anyway. We're going to sit and watch movies. KCHCMQ. We're going to be listening.
7-3 John, NAPWM, clearing QRT.